Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Link Up. It's your host, your boy, Ron the Don. We got another episode live and in living color. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I got a very special guest. It's one of my boys, my dog. You know, sometimes we get confused as the same person.
Facts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cool Ass Tony.
What's good, everybody? What's good? What's good?
Definitely appreciate you for coming out today, dog.
Well, definitely. Feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Family good?
Yes, indeed.
You know,
yes, indeed.
A lot has happened over the past week. You know, we've been trying to do this for quite a minute. We've been talking about this for a while now.
We definitely have. Yes. Definitely finally got it in motion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like they always say, ain't no time like the present. But
definitely a big fact now. That's definitely a big fact.
You know, I'm going to just jump straight into it. You know, we get confused a lot now.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, the distinct difference is my dread's a little longer.
I'm wearing glasses.
But it just somehow, I guess, we like Chinese and the Asian culture, we all look alike, I guess.
Hey.
But it's funny, though. It's definitely funny. It's amusing.
Definitely. Because the people who be saying it on what they look like, you know, I ain't gonna go into detail.
That's a whole nother story now.
Definitely it is. But nah, man, you know, we definitely have known each other a short period of time, but we've grown a bond. You know, that's why you're here, you know, live and in person. And we definitely got an appreciation for each other. You know, I appreciate you. You're a hard worker. Mr. Get It Done.
Appreciate it.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, the same for yourself, man.
Yeah.
You go in, you know what I'm saying? You miss that, you know, get it popping, you know what I'm saying? You know, he go in, he stand on, you know, business and integrity type thing. So, you know, I definitely respect that, though.
Nothing like you, though, Mr. Stairmaster.
Yeah, well, definitely. You can definitely catch me at your local gym, you know what I'm saying? I'm the Stairmaster, ready, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I want to get into it, man. How, like, you know, seeing that you work hard, man, you a family man, like, you do anything, you know, to provide for, like, your daughters, man, which you love to see, especially as a black man, you know, in our community. It's something that you don't really see too often. You know, I hate to say it, you know, I love, you know, my people, but we do have, like, this thing going on, but you know, you work, father full time, you know, you really cool guy, people love you, bro. Like, how did that all come about for you, bro? Like, how do you get to where you are now?
Really just, you know what I'm saying? I always, you know, since I was young, I had that stay down till you come up type of mentality. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Getting out the mud, because it's like, I enjoy the process of like doing things. So it's like, I'm that type, like, I mean, it's like an architectural type of mindset where, like, you know, I like to build a house from the foundation, not just, you know what I'm saying, moving to one. With that being said, it's like already having those inside of me. And then on top of that, like having, like, you know, getting raised by a single mother, she raised 7 boys. So it's like on top of that, like seeing that. So that's like a extra, like something that was instilled in me. So it's like always having to go get it by all means, you know what I'm saying? Like, not settling for less. So that was kind of embedded in me as a youth. So it's like, now that, like, me being an adult, like, I use those same, like, tactics to kind of build my life in a sense. And on top of that, using, like, adversity to my advantage on the basis of, like, instead of looking at everything, like, it's difficult in a sense, though, because we all go through difficult times and things of that nature. Also, it's another side of that thought, too, because it's always a dual perspective when it comes to reality. So it's like, if I can look at something and say it's going to be a messed up day and it continue to be a messed up day because I've done manifest that. So if I can switch that and make it something positive and like, oh, yeah, I know I went through that. I know I did that. But shit, it's what I'm going to do now. Basically learn from your mistakes and other and not being afraid to, you know what I'm saying? Had a conversation with yourself, basically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely respect that. Like, for me, it's one of them things, like, ever since I was a kid, I kind of had to take on a responsibility, you know, with my dad being sick and everything. So I had to take on extra responsibility. So like, I'm actually, you know, still very young. So mm-hmm. everybody be like, you so mature, but mm-hmm. you know, I had no other choice but to, you know, grow up and just get how you live. So like, I feel like I definitely understand where you coming from with that. You know, growing up, we came from the same hood, you know, pretty much. Same area.
It's all the-
you know, like, generally, people like us, you know, in the environments we in now, you know, mm-hmm. we cool people, you know, right. quiet.
Chill, laid back, reserved. Chill, laid back, thing.
But we get stigmatized, you yeah. know. You know, yeah, we might go in the elevator and somebody pressing the button, you know, you might be walking in the hallway. Somebody might clutch their purse and stand on the other side, mm-hmm. even though, you know, we share that environment on the daily.
Yeah.
How do you approach that? Like, how do you, okay, basically on, like, how do you say, despite all that going on, I'm still going to be kind to you. I'm still going to do my thing. I'm still going to be Tony at the end of it.
That's definitely interesting. It's like how I view it, how I approach it is like a mental sickness. In my perception, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, the only thing I really have control of is my reaction. I can't control what nobody else, like, do or say, honestly. And if you do, you'll drive yourself insane. So it's like, I don't even just even engage in walking down that road. So basically, my perspective is like, it's more of a mental illness when I understand things like, you know, like, for instance, like slavery, like, you did something to me. Why are you feeling like I'm attacking you? But it's just like the guilty conscience of like, if you don't wrong someone, like for an example, if I come to your home and I steal something, I'm looking over my shoulder to try to see when you're going to catch up to noticing that I stole that from you. And that basically the mental syndrome that other ethnicity groups kind of like go through when they know that they have done something. So it's like, to see you as a reflection of what I have done more so than what you can do to me. But they also know that, you know, most people in life seek revenge. So it's like they see it from that perspective because most people can only judge you from their own perspective of what they seen or what they do or what they've been through. Most people just be out here projecting. So if I know that ain't me, it ain't my character, ain't no need to really feel offense because like how the saying go when you was young, if it ain't true, why you getting mad? So it's like, honestly, it sounds simple, but it's like, it really is the truth. Like, I'm going to get mad because I don't want to accept your perception of me. Because it ain't me. Like, why can I get mad, bro? Just, you feel me? By one, I can't control what you think, so just keep moving around and get out my way. You feel me? So it's like, wait, I find humor in it because now you're just trying to project onto me, and it's funny because really when you project, you really just showing me your inner self of who you really is, though, which is really an insecure person, you know?
It's funny that you say that because, you know, me and you, we know a guy who projects, you know, his problems onto everybody else a lot. That's been something where the beef been brewing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's many ways that you could tackle this topic, but like in a situation where you out there, say you doing your thing and somebody really hating on you and you don't really know why, how do you move around that? Because like in the life today, bro, like it's one of them things, sometimes you don't even know that this person has it out for you. In your situation, you found out from, you know, a lady, you know, it's one of them things, like, had you not known, who knows what could have happened, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, in today's society, how do you move around in those situations, bro? Because it's really dangerous out here. It definitely is.
I mean, it's a lot of goofies out here, though, a lot of clowns, you know what I'm saying? It's a masquerade party, should I say, type things, like, you feel me, Eric? You feel me? And they representative, like they receptionist or something like that. And they representative face, like they trying to, you know, promote a Fortune 500 business and stuff. You feel me? I mean, but honestly, how I maneuver, though, I feel like this, though. when you actually moving pure, the stuff come to you naturally, though. You feel me? Either it gonna come through you through your intuition, or somebody like gonna come to you and just tell you. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like, you know, those people are more so in self-hatred more so than anything, you know, and those type of people don't like to see anybody who's striving to be great or had the potential to be great, or, you know, just anybody who just had that willpower, because most people know that it's not in them. And then by you doing that, you making me look bad in certain aspects, because yeah. I'm trying to convince everybody that's who I am, but really that's who you is.
Right.
And then it's like, you know,
yeah.
That's how I kind of play out, you know, so how I see it.
So to play devil's advocate, because you already know where I stand on the matter, but to play devil's advocate, say this person, like, you moving how you move, but this person may not particularly like how you move because they feel like you trying them every day.
But that more so of a self-insecurity, honestly, though, because I'm not going to stop moving how I'm moving if I ain't stepping on nobody's toes to accomplish what I'm accomplished. So that's something that you got to deal with, because majority of my moves, if I had to step on somebody's toes for, by me having like morals and values, I wouldn't even accept those type of offer. But if how I'm moving offended you, you need to really look at yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or sus, like whatever. Go within, like stop looking at, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why you feel the way you're feeling. Because
mm-hmm.
It ain't me, it's going to be somebody else. I'm just saying.
I feel you. I mean, I respect that. You know, another thing I respect about you, you know, is you always father first, bro. Can you really speak on like how that drives you every day to be a better version of yourself? Because we had conversations off the pod about it, but you know, it's almost approaching Father's Day. Is important to be a father out here. Essentially, is what I'm getting at. How does that fuel you in everyday life?
Definitely fuel me on the basis of like I say, my mother, like I grew up with basically my mother raising seven, you know what I'm saying, boys, you know what I'm saying, into men. So it's like by me not having that to go to, like in my development and understanding as I got older, like the damage it can do to an individual, and also like the power it can do as well. So it's like, let me try to do something different with mine. And that would actually kind of fuel me to like, to be in there and to kind of create the future that I didn't have, to see what kind of individual they would be by me being in their life and instead of not in, because it's easy to not be in, you know what I'm saying, when things get crazy. So it's like, you can easily, I mean, you got to keep the fuel going. So that will actually, my fuel is like not having mine. So it's like, I'd be damned if I presented with the same future, because statistically, you know, it turns out like pretty rough for a child with just one parent in the home or just in their life period, statistically shows. Because, I mean, they got a statistic where like they saying like 80% of like the people in jail, they did like a survey, and 80% of the population that was in jail, they always raised by single mothers. I mean, there's a lot of strong single mothers, a lot that try, but it goes to show like the present and the development of a father as well is very crucial in the life, without having to throw shade at women type thing, because we all play a very important part when it comes to the development of children, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Like, for me, it was a little different. Like, my dad was always in my life, you know, definitely was my best friend. But due to, like, you know, sickness and all that, he ended up being very limited to what he can do. But him being that best friend for me, that's why I take so much pride in being, you know, a father, like, to my own. Because it's like, I know what it's like to have, like, you know, a father. And the same thing with my mom. Like, I'm super close with my mom. So just having, like, that family dynamic, mm-hmm. them parents, you know, to keep you going and show you the way, I definitely mm-hmm. think it's important, bro. And like, you know, one thing, like, you know, people don't realize, like, once you have a child, if you just built that way, mm-hmm. like for me, once I had a child, like, you know, it came as like, dang, I'm really about to have a child. But then immediately I start going into, I got to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
Like, it started turning into a great motivator.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
fact, in the same here, though.
Yeah.
In the same here, like, I kind of, like, grew up and matured a little, you know what I'm saying, fast, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, but it was well needed, too, though, you know what I'm saying?
Cause definitely.
Shit, God know what we need more than us. So,
fact.
You know, so, like, I'm put this in your pathway, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, get you to this point, you know, in a sense, though, because this play a important part in your development type thing.
I definitely feel that way, because, like, in my situation, I feel like God definitely blessed me with a son at the right time. Cause like I said, my dad was my best friend.
Right.
Then I ended up losing him, fortunately, and then, like, not so soon after, I ended up getting, you know, a son who literally reminds me exactly of my.
Right, sure.
I feel like God, and that whole thing where they say your child is 10 times worse than you was,
it's definitely a true fact.
Definitely fact. I'm talking about, you know, dude, my son, he be thinking he a wrestler or something.
Yeah.
He'll be trying to jump off the couch, everything. No, Jeff Hardy.
The Hardy Boys.
But being that, you know, you a father, you have daughters, you know, you a stand-up dude. You know, we unfortunately saw, you know, the situation with Diddy and Cassie Ventura.
Yeah.
Which he came out and apologized. Like, how do you feel about
that? Honestly, though, it's like this, like, basically having daughters. Like, I ain't finna sit here and do that to mine, for one. But also, though, I also understand, like, you know, how women can be at time, and I know their biggest weapon is the mouth, so they can kind of tear a man down with things that they say as well. But particularly with the Diddy situation, it's more so like he just sorry because he got caught, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really were sorry, you would have been like, seek help to like prevent these things. Yeah. Like, you having as much money and success that you have and buying all the stuff that you are buying, and you know what I'm saying, living the life you is living. So it's like you never sought to seek out mental health until like all your darkness came to light type thing. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I see it. You know what I'm saying? After seeing like the video, and you know what I'm saying, and also like with the video being so old, it's like, you know, some way, some fashion, it was suppressed. So it's like, but it's like now it's hard to suppress when you got a lot of people against you. So it's like people who like out there throwing free throws at it. Like, yeah, I get too. Hey, take this too. Here, hey, you know, something right there too. Like, shit, come out the woodwork now. Yeah. Cause it's like you got so many people that done, you done crossed paths and that you done messed over. So it's like, right. Nah, I ain't holding none of your secrets no more.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. I just feel like the situation is just crazy within itself. Honestly, like, we all know, like, the apology was only because the video did come out.
Right.
We saw the man give 10 million.
Yeah.
So, like,
instantly.
Exactly. So he know, like, he already knew, like, you know, what was happening. But like you said, I do think this going to start opening the door for all these other people to come in.
Yeah.
Because it's like, now, like, you know, we seen it.
Yeah.
We heard about it for the longest time, but we've seen it.
It's no longer speculation. His word against hers. It's like, this is a fact now. Like, video don't lie, you know?
You know, you hate to see the downfall of a black man, but in this situation, it's kind of like, it is what it is. He did it to him. So, you know.
And even with that being said, like, I hate to see it too, but also I understand all black people ain't black people either, though. And I say that to say this, like, a lot of our own have betrayed our own for generations and years. Like, you go all the way back to slavery. Like, people were getting like the kings and queens were part of the slave trade as well in Africa, because they were getting trinkets and shit, like stuff that they didn't have on their own in Africa, you know, like the alcohol, the booze and all that type of stuff. And they were selling their own people for, you know, those things. And these were kings and queens, like, of the land. So it's like, it's just a repeated cycle to me. So that's why I say all black people ain't black people, because it's genuinely in you. You know what I'm saying? It's like a DNA thing more so than a, you know, a skin thing.
You know what I always wondered, though? Like, because this not every black person. Like, I know somebody who, like, you know, pro-black, do everything she can, get a shirt off her back for a black person, you know what I'm saying? But it's also like the thing about our community. I remember like working at, you know, like one of my previous jobs, and basically every time like a black person came in, it was like, yo, we cool, we black. Mm-hmm. I want a discount.
Right.
Like, you know, they use that to their advantage. But then on the other end, you know, I'm trying to get up out of that job. I asked this mm-hmm. person, you know, can you help me? Whoop-de-whoop. They mm-hmm. kind of like, nah, see, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, why you think it's like that? Why you think, you know, people are pro-black because of like through situations, like it's situation dependent. Why is that, bro?
In my perspective, I see it like this. Like I just said, like, is it the DNA is in you? So it's like they come from lineage of people who have traded and tricked on their own. So it's all they ever seen. So it's like it built into the DNA type thing. And on top of that, it's like it's that, and also it's a something that they call post-traumatic slave syndrome. Because even in slavery, it was like you couldn't stand up for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you try to stand up for something, I'm going to hurt you, beat you, kill you, and I'm going to humiliate you type thing. So it's like, you passing that thing along, DNA-wise, through your kid, you know, and now generations of family just becoming more trauma bond in all actuality, and then it become a thing that I feel like we just do it unknowingly because it's so embedded into the subconscious of the mind type thing. Yeah, so basically people just replay these things out in reality without even knowing, because a lot of people on really autopilot. You know, we live in a society where it teaches us to be kind of selfish in a sense, though, like, get you, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So you better get you before I get me, or vice versa. So it's like, and social media kind of play a part, too, because it's a place where people, like, you know, how can I put it? More so, like, they compare. And it's, all it is a snapshot of a minute of your life. But people compare so heavily on that. But go back to, like, why people act the way they act, though. But it's more so the post-traumatic slave syndrome, in a sense, though, where, like, it was born, it was, like, it's in our DNA to, like, take from us. Because if we take from the other, we know the consequences behind it. And it just made into a modern fashion, I believe so, in a sense.
I mean, I get it. You know, I just hate the whole, like, you know, black on black crime. I mean, I hate crime in general.
Yeah,
but like, just nowadays,
facts.
if you look at somebody wrong,
they ready to take it up, though. You know, for what reason, though? Like, and they ain't do you nothing wrong. It's just like, you know, but it's just a whole bunch of broken people walking around with they pain and frustration. Because remember, like I said, people always judge off their own perception. So whatever somebody going through, they gonna project that out onto you or whatever around them in a situation. Like, mm-hmm. you feel me? Because if something pissed me off, nobody better talk, say shit to me. Like, that's how a coach is. Like, you better not say nothing to me, bro. They take it away from anybody. And like, they ain't do nothing to you. That first thing do nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it be misdirected anger because we've been programmed to not, you know, throw the anger and where it need to go. So we just hit a lot of innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but on the other side of black culture, it's also some beautiful things. Like, I like when, like, you know, something do happen.
Yeah.
Black people gonna rally.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We got good sitcoms. We got,
yeah, definitely a lot of black good black things.
ATUs.
Yeah, and every culture takes from our culture to recreate for their own. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, even like Louis Vuitton, like, for an example, like, those symbols is, it come from Africa. They come from Africa tribes. People, like, you know, they one of the biggest brands out there in the world. But it lets you know that we are the source of creation. You just got to believe in yourself to create it. You know what I'm saying? But it's easy to get in your own way. Because a lot of things out here that's, you know, full of tricks and illusions. I ain't going to lie. a lot of tricks and illusions, man.
Higher power, maybe. Controlling the narrative. Controlling the system.
Man, who can ever control the media, control the masses, you know what I'm saying? Cause I can control what you intake and how you intake it. So I can play on your perception. And a lot of people, you know, in their, you know, then I ain't going, you know, but yeah.
I feel you, though. But yeah. On the positive side of culture, what's some of your favorite black sitcoms?
That's some good ones now. Yeah. Let's not get it twisted now. I mean, Fresh Prince was definitely one. I ain't gonna sit here and lie about that. No, The Cosby, you know what I'm saying? Because it was definitely, you know, a good era when that came out. You know, it taught like black unity and black family.
You know, this before Psycho Bill.
Yeah. Eating all the Jello, you know? And the banana pudding, banana pudding, chocolate pudding,
chocolate pudding,
all of that, yeah.
Oh, man, you gotta throw Martin in there.
Martin definitely is a classic. That's the top one, though. I ain't gonna even sit here and lie. I should have named that one first, you know, but, you know, Fresh Prince came to my mind first because I recently watched that, ain't gonna lie. That's the reason why it came to mind. But Martin is definitely number one. That's the GOAT one, ain't gonna lie. And then I say Fresh Prince, you know what I'm saying?
Who else I got throwing there? The Wayans Bros, bruh.
They were nice.
That was my show.
Living Colors.
Living Colors.
That was a nice one, though.
Latifah.
Yeah.
That was nice. Now, Black TV has taken a little turn as of lately. You know, we talk about this, you know, all the time, man. We got 50 Cent doing some things right now. That man, yeah. He's been on it. He's been known for the culture, man.
He definitely the GOAT when it comes to like the production of this era and the content that he creating.
Yeah.
Yeah, his series is crazy. All of them. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm kind of sad about, you know, book two being the final season, you know.
Yeah, me too. I ain't gonna lie. It's been a nice little ride, though.
But if you had to rank them in order so far, including BMF.
Okay.
Like, as your favorites, how would you rank them?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Because like I hear this
debate all the time.
But me, how I would rank it, I would put Ghost first, like the first one, the first Power, because, you know, that set it all off. That set up all this stuff that we seeing now.
Sure.
Honestly, second, it's a tough one, but I definitely have to go BMF.
Yeah.
And then I go, you know, Raising Kane. I mean, it kind of tough, because Raising Kane and also the one with Tyreek, the Book of Power.
Yeah.
That kind of interesting too, because it kind of like, you know, put myself back in my mindset when I was like in my youth days in high school, you know what I'm saying? Like, having to get it how you live and you out here hustling and you out here trying to, you know what I'm saying? You trying to survive. So I have, you know what I'm saying, walked in those shoes so I can kind of relate. But I also can relate to, you know, the Raising Kanan, because growing up, it was around me, like, you know, being born in it.
But
like,
for the CI, we know we might watch this.
Yeah, like, he might. But I'm more so, I'm not in that space of life right now where I'm at now. So it's just like, you know, but being like growing up in the community that I grew up in, I can relate to both of those. But it's kind of tough. It's kind of like a tie in a sense, though. But, you know, it's a toss up with that one. I'm not going to sit here and lie. But then, you know, for last place, I have to put the one with Tommy. It's a real good one now. Don't get it twisted now. It's not one. It's up against some good competitors too, though. You gotta respect that too. You know, so
I agree with that list, but I put Tariq third and Kanan. I put Tommy over Kanan because I don't know. Kanan took a while, like, for me to get invested. And, like, Tommy, like, after the first couple episodes, I was like, but then, like towards the end and then that second season, I started getting into it more. Mm-hmm. Like, Raising Kanan, it wasn't really until, like, end of the second season.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, when you meet brother, when he
got out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went psycho. Yeah. He was crazy.
But,
yeah, it was on another level, I tell you.
You know, we talked about Diddy and 50 Cent, Bill Cosby. You know, three things those guys have in common at one point in their careers. They were known as successful black men, successful businessmen. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you a businessman right now. You want to talk a little bit about your business and what, you know, what's to come?
Yes. All my sharing a little, you know, detail with the people. Like, you know, I mean, A lot of it is in the process, so it's like to come in a sense. But, you know, it's a athletic wear, And it's basically like, I want to make it for both sex, but first, starting off, I'm going to like, basically like, target like the women crowd in a sense. Right now I'm in development stage. Like I'm going through, I'm looking at pieces, trying to see what I like and, you know what I'm saying, getting those ordered so I can get those pressed up. Like, and the name, I LLC'd it. The name of it is Dream Body Athletic. So, you know, people can be looking forward to that to be coming soon. I mean, that's all the little detail I can kind of like, you know what I'm saying, get to you at the moment. But, you know, just stay tuned and watch the come, you know. Yeah, definitely. On the next win, you guys going to know a lot more, you know. A lot more, buddy.
You know, the pod, we're going to get up. We're going to need a sponsor, you feel me? Like,
yeah. And also, like, what made me go women's first as well, though, initially, is by me basically having daughters. And it's like a lot of, and seeing women's sports starting to blow and being as popular as it is as well. And on top of that, like a lot of places I go to that I do take my daughters, you know, there's a lot of, you know, athletic moms there and, you know, people that go to the gym. And I go to the gym a lot. So it's like I'm always in a dynamic or in this realm of like people who like health conscious. And it's just something for them to wear to, you know, walk around in and to be comfortable in. And, you know, and also, you know, trying to, you know, do this thing well, being a black entrepreneur and going in that direction to give my kids something to fall back on more so than just working for someone and, you know, teaching them how to do the same thing. So it's like trying to evolve into that space a lot more in a sense.
Now, my question, you know, you say Dream Body Athletics, you know, you know, my skinny sister's going to have it. My sister's with the BBLs. My sister's with, you know, eight body bends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Definitely. I'm a have it for, you know, all sides of women, you know, because, you know, I don't discriminate, you know, and I feel like, you know, when you put this on, you're going to really feel what I'm talking about. Like, you know, our slogan is, if you can dream it, you can build it. So even if you is a, you know, saying a BBL and you, you know, or a BBW,
you know,
we can transform that to make you look like you got a BBL. You know what I'm saying? All we need to do is some. But when you put this on, you're going to be like, yeah.
So Dream Body and Dream Works. Huh?
All in one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Dream Works, watch out now. You know, we making movies in real life.
Viral.
Big fact.
All right, man. You know, we talking about, you know, you got the women's clothing line coming up. And, you know, we don't approve of what Diddy did to women. You got daughters, man. And we love women on this podcast. And, you know, this is the link of, you know, we love our queen.
Man, without a, you know.
Could you see yourself fighting over a woman? If, you know, you her ex and, like, hypothetically speaking, like, could you see fighting another one of her exes?
No.
No? I say that to say, and it wasn't about this, you know, it wasn't this situation, but, you know, Tiger and Travis Scott got into it over the weekend. You know, it wasn't about Kylie, but, you know,
right,
who knows, it could have been deep down.
Correct.
You know, they was on stage or they was at an event and they announced, you know, in the building we got Travis Scott, Tiger, right, and AE.
Right.
You
right.
know, your boy Travis start wilding out, feeling some way, you know, he snatched the mic. Mm-hmm. And then that prompted AE to be like, you know,
what you on?
And then, you know, it just brawl took out from there. You know, we had Southside jumping in. Man, what's your thoughts on this situation?
Honestly, I mean, personally, I mean, it's a lot of dual perspective when it comes to, like, people reaction that came to this. But I definitely wouldn't fight over no female. I'm going to say, hey, I'm keeping it 100 with y'all. Like, that's not my thing because I understand, like, the power of abundance and it's more them than me. So, I mean, not to sound like, you know, hockey or anything of that nature, but it's just like an understanding of, like, that's a fact. But then I say that to say this too, though, like, also, a lot of guys are a little tender, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, knowing, like, because it's like this, like, when men and women, like, kind of date, is like a different perspective and dynamic on top of that, like, dudes more so when they date women or talk about or basically like in a relationship with a woman, they try to choose the one who have like the least body count, because it's like a thing of like, I don't want to go nowhere and shit, and everybody know about my chick. Or basically, like, I put it in the perspective, like, I got a home, but shit, everybody done been in my home, so how safe do I feel going in that motherfucker every night, knowing that everybody done been in there, mm-hmm. or they still possibly got a key, because the locks haven't been changed. Because dudes think like this, like, on the basis of, like, once a dude name on a list, they on that forever. You feel me? In the sense of, like, we never have to, you know, try to establish anything, because it's easy to, you know, get back to that point because we've seen each other on that level. And I'm talking about, like, you know, the level of where, you know, you could possibly have kids if you ain't doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, type thing. And in that situation, I feel like, I don't know if it's true, but maybe Travis was, like, a little tender on the basis of, like, knowing that Tiger had his girl first. And Tiger did a lot of things with her and introduced her to a lot of things too, because he's been talking to her since she was like, what, like 17 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he done exposed, because like that first syndrome, you know, every woman remember they first more so than anybody after. If you wasn't that impactful more so like mentally on her, like, you know what I'm saying? Having her on the basis of where she like constantly think and crave you, in a sense though. The first always, you know what I'm saying, they get a lot of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But Travis did drop two in it.
He did, but you gotta understand too though, like, was it dropped out of like trying to like, you know what I'm saying, lock you down? Because dudes do that just as well as women. Like, if dudes feel like you have some value to my life, in a sense, though, they'll put one in you.
Yeah.
Just like women feel like, if you will come up for me, I'll let you drop one in me.
But yeah, being that, you know, we talked about, you know, women and everything, do you see yourself fighting over females?
No, I really don't see myself fighting over a female, because, I mean, females will do what they want to do at the end of the day, too, just as well as males. I mean, we all have willpower, so I mean, definitely not finna fight over no female. I mean, I ain't kinda like, I mean, another reason why I say it like that too, I mean, maybe if I had a wife, it would be different, because it's like, okay, cool, this, like, we have integrity for each other, like, we stand up for each other, but me being like a single individual, because I don't wanna just sit here and be like, you know, in a sense, but even like fighting over, like, even a, like a wife, like, if it's like, someone she already dealt with, in a sense, though, it's like, I can't even get mad about that, because that's like before me, as long as nothing is going on at the moment type thing, because that's all about respect and integrity. But also, I mean, but being single and, you know, being how people move and operate out here, I mean, a lot of dudes are tender. So it's like, because they care so much about the woman's past so much, to the point where, like, has Breer's head, he ready to fight it. In a sense, though, that probably would went on, because that's the only thing I can think of, because y'all hear it, just y'all, you know, y'all in relation, y'all have relations with the same individual. Like, one is currently and one is in the past. And then, like, both of them play a significant part in her life. But, like, this one was her first, but this one is her first in this realm. I mean, I feel like Travis was a little very insecure. I ain't even say a little insecure, very insecure, that in order to grab the microphone to blast somebody. Like, me personally, man, I let you move around, do what you do. I'll be like, you feel me? I'm gonna do what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? As long as, you know, lean, like, you know, we gotta pass head over those chicks. Like, hey, like, you know what I'm saying? But I also understand the man's ego, too, is very fragile. That play a big part, too. And a lot of wars have started because of these type of situations, like with women and stuff. And the main thing, I keep the boys, man. Let them choose, you know.
I remember,
you him, they them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let them choose, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, choose where you want to be at as an individual. I feel like as a man, anyway, you're like, focusing on your grind, and you out here doing your thing. Those type of things, you ain't really worried about anyway. You feel me? Let's say, hypothetically speaking, she was deviling back. gonna drop you and get somebody else. Cut that motion. Like, come on, like, I gotta be stupid now. You feel me? But I understand he got a family and all that type of stuff like that. So it's a dynamic, but also it's like, at the same time, I feel like life is all about the evolution of oneself. So if it ain't elevating you and then bringing you down and your character down, and it ain't really in a spot for you to be anyway. What are you really getting out of it besides becoming a low vibrational person?
I mean, in this situation, I just feel like maybe it is about God, maybe it's not. Right. But like, what was the point?
Right. When what do you get out of it?
Is it anything like?
Because if I know I ain't hitting, like hitting your girl, bro, you want to swing. That's insecurity in you, bro, more so than anything. Like, you want to swag on me? I ain't been hitting your girl. Like, what the fuck? Like, you want to swag on me, bro? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like,
Kylie and Trev, I don't even think they're together anymore. So it don't even,
you feel me?
They don't even buy that shit.
Unless it was a bunch of backhanded shit that went on through the relationship. They want to make sure, like, she was sneaking out to him, getting caught and blind, and all that other fuck shit. You feel me? But it still ain't no reason to go after that dude. But if you're gonna change somebody in the situation, it needs to be the individual that's at the core. Not all this, you know what I'm saying? If you really wanna change somebody. But me personally, I just move around them. You know what I'm saying? I keep pushing. You feel me? Elevation.
Shout out to that boy Joe, by the way. I know he gonna see this.
Yeah,
he probably
my boy Joe.
Who's the better artist, in your opinion, Travis or Tiger?
I mean, that's interesting because they both have two different sacks, honestly. Like, I got some bars here and there. I ain't gonna sit here and lie that Tiger ain't got no bars. Tiger definitely can have some bars for you. You feel me? But Travis, not more so of a lyricist. He more of like, he makes songs that he can perform at a concert type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think they have two different realms. Tiger more so of a rapper. He came up as a street battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? They lanes are different, but I can really say that Travis had the most popular sound out of the two, honestly.
I also think he got, like, more range than what he able to do. Because he, like, Travis kind of, like, in that Kanye mode, like, where, like, he, you know, melodies, and, like, right. Kanye kid, like, right. That branch of people. And then Tiger, like you said, he more like, like, and that Young Money, the Hot Boy Tree,
that's all.
Speaking of Young Money, I don't know if you saw it, but Nicki Minaj, she got herself in a little situation in Amsterdam, you know, traveling with, you know, Baz Azar, which you can't, you know, bring on a plane in the airport, which she claims that the officers at the airport went into her bag without consent. And this has been making the rounds, you know, on social media. With everything going on with Nicki Minaj, with this situation, her beef with Megan, you know, the things going on with her affiliation with her husband, brother, and all this stuff. What's really going on with Nicki Minaj, man? What is it over for, or, you know?
That's very, I mean, very interesting because, I mean, Nicki is a good artist, not getting it twisted.
She's
very, very talented and great artist. Decision-wise, we all say people are individuals at the end of the day, but also that being an individual, you got to be individually aware of your decision as well. So it's like, we all still human. But I also think, in this perspective as well, certain people move like this as well, like on the basis of, like, for example, let's say that, you know, I'm coming from Florida, we hanging out, we'll find them up back to back. We got, you know, some saw that we ain't finished. Or basically, where we finna go at, they ain't got no saw. We don't know nobody that got saw. So it's like, certain people will take their chances. Okay, we finna see how we get this saw down. We finna finish this, or we finna get this out there because we ain't got none. We ain't got no connect or nothing like that. And then also, it's like there's always one person in the camp that's supposed to be the follow guy. So I think that she said something about it being her.
Yeah, she said the pre-rolls that security already had told baggage claim like they belong to him,
right?
And all that, so it wasn't even like, you know, her. That's what, you know, Right. You say it.
Correct. So it's like that, like I, you know, how I say, like, always like in the group, like even in the mafia, like, or street runners, or however you want to put it, it's always like, hey, the first person gonna fall for us because the bigger picture is on the bigger individual that bringing this in. But if all goes wrong, you're gonna take the charge for it. You know what I'm saying? And we'll bail you out, or we'll see you can't team under, make sure you're good enough until you get out, like, you know, knowing how that world works. So, I mean, that could be one perspective. I mean, it ain't 100% smart idea. I ain't gonna sit here and say it's 100% smart idea, but I know what comes behind the logic of people making decisions super well. Because in that world, that is logic. You know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me what is logic and what ain't logic. I mean, in that perspective, but I don't think it was the best idea because, you know, you got to always assess the risk and stuff like that. And like, country to country, I mean, they're trafficking even for like a small amount, you know what I'm saying? And the foreign laws are a lot different than the American laws. That's also something that plays a part in it. Well, you make it smoke all you want it after them, but lately, you know what I'm saying? And so, you also got to, you know, even though you're a player trying to play the game out here, but you also got to be respectful and mindful of the rules of others. The thing where you from is where you at. So you got to always understand what soil you stepping on and what comes with that soil that you stepping on. That came with that. Like, even though you're telling me, but all this, like, maybe you can't fly out of here. You know what I'm saying? You could have, you know what I'm saying, probably, you know, action. Well, let me finish this year outside the airport before I go in. You know what I'm saying? They probably gave you that option, but hey, also with being a celebrity, they want to make a step out of you too, because they feel like a lot of celebrities down their way. Well, they like, you not been out your way to be.
Yeah.
You know?
They're trying to make a name off of the celebrity.
Right, right. It's my little 15 minutes of fame, because when everybody, you know, they look back at me or Google this, whatever, like that, yeah, maybe 15 minutes of fame. You may forget about it in 2 weeks from now, but hey, whenever they talk about that speculation in that situation, my name will be linked. You know, yeah. People live with clout too, so it's like a lot of dual perspective. So you just gotta be cautious on how you do, you know what I'm saying? More so than anything. You know, if you respect what comes with the game, yes, did I be.
Most definitely. I mean, to me, this is like not a big deal. It's people making it seem. I just feel like, you know, I can see if it was cocaine.
Yeah, that's 100% different.
I can see if it was that, but you know, this is all.
And you in a place where it's legal. Like, come on, like, it's legal. You know?
So it ain't too much. You know, we spoke about Nicki. We spoke about Travis and Tyga. We like to do a segment on the podcast called Song of the Day, man. You got any song that you've been bumping? You know, maybe it's something that you want to put people on to. It's music that you came up with. Anything you want to, you know, put out there to the people?
I had a couple songs of the day. I definitely had, I mentioned one earlier, but this, I've been playing this one a lot too, though. Like, y'all might pull out the phone real quick. Make sure I get this correct. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of things I've been bumping, though. But the baby definitely, that little tape he had, three songs, those dumb, stupid.
Yeah. The baby been going crazy. He been,
he's stupid, man.
He been rapping his ass off.
Facts. So, I mean, the one I've been definitely seeing myself vibing to, though, I definitely got to give respect to my boy, you know, Huncho. You know what I'm saying? That Yes song, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, that thing definitely go crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? Especially when, you know what I'm saying, vibing with a little, you know, little vibe, you know what I'm saying? It creates a nice little ambiance to the situation.
Well, Huncho,
he definitely, you know, also, you know, got this controversy getting started too with him and the Keisha situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, salute to my boy. Man. Hey, don't lie though. Salute to that boy.
Man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Who else been on the road is Sexy Red, bro? I don't even listen to Sexy Red, but like, just, you know, that, like, My wife, you know, she be on TikTok every time that I get it sexy.
That definitely go crazy, because it go crazy to the point, you know, shit crazy when you got, like, a bunch of different dynamics of people, like, that joining in and, like, leap up. When I say that, it mean, like, different cultures of people, because I haven't seen like country people, different like ethnicity groups, Spanish and Indian and South American, like all different cultures of people, like dancing to that on TikTok. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, you have the male and female demographic like tuning in. Like when you got both of those demographics tuning in, it's like universal at that point. You know what I'm saying?
So like with the Ascension of Sexy Red, obviously you mentioned Honcho, two people. Sexy Red from Georgia, right?
I believe she's from St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah, she is. The Arch.
Yeah, you know, she talk about it a lot, but hey.
What do you think of today's up and coming rappers?
It's definitely a different era, 100%. I'm not gonna even sit here and fake. I mean, some stuff I have to get tuned into, some stuff just graduate that or whatnot, you know, it gravitate easily to the mental. You know what I'm saying? Like, but some of the stuff is like, I think like it can get oversaturated with like killing and stuff like that. I think in a lot of songs, like become oversaturated because like you get a, you know, you go to playing like too much rap music inside of a place like a club where everybody is, you know what I'm saying, like scarred and traumatized, and all these music, all these songs is, you know what I'm saying, it reminded me of my scars and my pain, and I didn't want to sit here and snap and, you know what I'm saying, and do so to somebody. Like, I think it's oversaturated in there. I think, like, more so, like, I mean, like, early mid-2000s, you know, I don't want to sound old or nothing like that. It was more so of the, you know, getting money music. Like, you still have people talking about, like, you know, what they going to do to you, and but it's more so based on, like, trying to hustle, get money, and become successful.
That counter music.
The counter, right. And nowadays, it's all about up in there. Buy 10 per, you know, sip some lean, smoke some trees, you know what I'm saying? Be on, you know, more drugs than an average person in the mental facility. And then walk out here and say that I'm okay and normal. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that this kind of is a bunch of, you know, there are people getting money. Don't get it twisted. A lot of youngsters that get money, and I salute them, but it's also a high number of fucking more so drug users and abusers. Mm-hmm. And they living in false realities because the drug make them feel that way.
It's so sense to me because it's like in this generation, it's all about like virality more than it is like money. You know, these rappers, they end up signing deals where now like their money isn't their money. Like, yeah, you know, they, it's a lot of that stuff is like lended, a lot of the cars be rented, so. It'd be crazy, like, some of them still be, like, you know, in the hood. Now, some is by choice, like, they love it. People like that. Yeah, but some people, like, that blow up, like, they still in the hood because, like, they really ain't got, like, the money, but they got the virality, you know.
We definitely, you know, live in an era where, you know, this era is definitely a clout chasing era. It's all about clout, to be honest, like. You say, like, they were people more so worried about clout more so than their pocket. You know what I'm saying? As long as they got, you know, fame and notoriety, they okay with that. You know what I'm saying? They want to be able to step out of people know you, but then behind closed doors, you in hell. You know what I'm saying? They're like, it's a bad trade off when you think about it like that, but it's like it's the reality of the era that we're living in. Like Cardi B and Offset say they do anything. Anything happen, people pulling out their phone, recording and posting it to their page because they want to get 100 likes or they want to get traffic. Like, you know what I'm saying? That thing, like, they're living in the viral culture.
Definitely. I saw something so crazy today. Like, right before we started fighting, I was on Twitter or what? But, like, basically, somebody was on the high and it was like a woman hanging out the roof. Like, just, you know, no body going, just like, bent over and nothing on the car. That's what we coming into. Yeah. Everything going
raw and uncensored. You know, Sexy Red and some good music, like that content, you know what I'm saying? Kind of push that too, though. You know, get his ass. She talks super reckless, lyrical wise. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And it's like, oh, you know, there's no judgment here. On the other end, a lot of dudes are crazy. Yeah. We had a question that came in from the DMs. Basically, the question is, what determines a man's success in life? Since you are a guest, I'll let you go first and take the reins on this question. What determines a man's success in life?
It can be a lot of different things, honestly. It all depends on the individual and how they perceive themselves to be in their life. But I think my version of success is creating a life that you want to wake up and live every day. Even if you like, you want to sit here and be like a mailman and drop mail off. If you successful in dropping mail off and you happy doing it, you winning. It ain't all about the money and the clout all the time. It's really about creating a life of happiness and being able to move how you would want to move in life and things that would help your mental ability become more strong. And that basically like in a nutshell in a sense though, because you could be a millionaire and be miserable. You could have nothing and be happy. You could have nothing to be miserable. You'd be a millionaire and be happy. But it's all about, you know, being happy, waking up and doing what you do. What it all comes down to being. Energy, I mean, feelings are like, is a connection of energy. So it's like, if you're feeling happy, you vibrate in happiness, people can feel that radiating off you. And also, you know, you attract more things into your life and you're not too much stressed about a lot of things, even if something goes wrong. Like, we will endure like a lot of tough days in life because ain't nothing in life is perfect, but it's all about the perception. Because if I put myself in a healthier space in my life and I face these adversities, I can face them with more so like with grace, you know, knowing that this is the thing that you know what I'm saying, that shall pass, and it's also a learning lesson. I should be getting something like this, but I came across my path, you know what I'm saying? So it's more so like more things of learning lessons than losses as well. And, you know, as long as you're happy with doing what you're doing, when things actually hard and come your way, you can kind of sidestep or even like without losing yourself, you know. And if you don't wake up, you know, being happy with the life you created and who you are and what you do, no matter what you do, you're gonna connect misery to it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna bring down whatever you touch anyway. You can cultivate a life that you are happy with, whether you're rich or poor, you can thrive in it and maneuver, you or us, you winning all day.
I mean, I agree. Like, for me, success is goal dependent. And then I also feel like in society, this is normal, but a lot of times we get blinded by what others determine our success is. So, like, we don't even look at what makes us happy and what we're trying to reach. It all depends on what other people tell us. And, like, for me, success is what truly makes me happy, what truly makes me feel accomplished. If I go through something, like, I'm going to just say, like, my ultimate goal is to make it in at the end of the day. I want to make it to heaven. Like, that's the ultimate goal. And, that would be success, like, for me. I also want to provide for my family. That would be success for me. And, you know, I'm not somebody who would I love to be, like, you know, 50 rich, of course. But it ain't, like, that driving factor because I don't even believe that would 100% make me happy. But for some people or for the person that, you know, asked this question, it could be like that for you to where, like, that's going to make you super happy. And that's your form of success. So it's very goal dependent on what you know, want to do and what you, like, determine is, you know, the best for you. But I just feel like, you know, a lot of times, you know, everybody think, we look at LeBron James. LeBron got a lot of haters because he's not greater, like, because people believe he's not greater than Jordan. They're going to try to diminish everything that he's done. But that don't mean that he's successful. You know, I'm pretty sure, well, I don't know, but did LeBron James, when he first started playing basketball, did he, like, envision himself being, you know, to the level that he did now? If he accomplished everything he set out to do, then it was a success. So it's like, it's one of those things, like, if you don't accomplish, you know, your mission, you're going to say it's unsuccessful. So it's just, you know, individual depending, I feel like.
That'd be a nice way of putting it. people suggest, because I may not want to be, you know what I'm saying, the best or the CEO. I guess I just want to just do enough. Like, to me, that's successful. Like, I just may want to, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that's my goal, like, but I'm just saying that the individual that's out there, like, you may love the janitor role because the grit that it gives you, the discipline that it gives you. It might not even be about a dollar. It probably be out of the moral thing that you got out of it. So you don't be insane not hearing this word. You know, trying to gain the whole world and losing yourself type thing. Everybody ain't equipped for that. You know? And some people are. They know how they, you know, gain the whole world and have dominion over it. They say that in the Bible too as well. So it ain't that. You don't always have to gain the world and lose yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can actually, you know, come and do the world to you, in a sense, though, like just how Adam did. Like, you know, he had dominion over the whole earth, like every animal and everything that was here. You know what I'm saying? He didn't lose himself to get that.
But, you know, before we get on out of here, anything you want to say to the people, you know, you want to shout out your IG, you got anything for us to look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, stay on the look for the athletic wear. I'm going to let you guys know when the finishing product hit and, you know, be ready to be consumed by the public. You know, IG is cool ass Tony. You know, I mean, kind of like the only platform I'm really on. I need to learn how to, you know, expand my horizons on different platforms. But, you know, I'm learning. I'm getting to this new era of things, you know.
Yes, sir.
Coming out of the caveman era, you know. It ain't when you get it, it's if you gonna get it, you know.
Well, on that note, I'm your host, Ron the Don. It's been a pleasure. Last Tony.
Yes, indeed.
And we'll see you on the flip side. We out.
Howdy.